challenge. I should get honorary degrees for challenge. It took 20 years to invent the system. The basic principles remain the same, but their applications continue to grow. Principles get reinforced with time. It's like putting more ornaments on the branches of the Christmas tree, or in this case, adding to and reinforcing the tenets of the truth triangle. The last principle added to complete the system was the male strength quality challenge. The reason challenge took so long and was so hard for me to discover was because no woman actually used the word, and only a few even remotely alluded to it. It's no wonder Freud couldn't discover what a woman wants. Challenge, guys, is what the woman wants. It's the only drug that will keep her. She won't know which end is up, but it takes guts and hard work to master. Here's the most ironic part. Once I started using the word challenge in my interviews, women knew exactly what I was talking about. But unless I said the word challenge, she would never bring it up. For example, I would ask a woman, "What do you like in a man?" She would never answer, "I love a challenge. I like a guy more if I have to chase him or work to get him." The experts and feministas could not have that. Now could they? I stumbled across challenge by accident when probing with improved interviewing techniques. I'm a love cop. The first telling incident was when Caprice kept saying that Tom was exciting because of his inaction. He was mysterious, and I always wondered where I stood. He didn't chase me like I was used to. Intellectually, she said she didn't like it. But when I asked, "So why didn't you dump him?" she replied, "I kind of liked it. He was different. He kept me on my toes, so I married him." So much for logic. By now, I was muttering under my breath, "What is she talking about?" But after what she said sank in, two other big questions hit me. What if the man, who is the aggressor and faces the possibility of rejection, could somehow reverse the process? What if women really didn't know that they responded to challenge in a relationship unless it was pointed out to them, or better yet, applied to them? The second thing that helped me uncover the concept of challenge had to do with handling of the phone properly in relationships. In sales, the phone is used to set up a meeting, not to give out information. But in dating, the phone becomes a woman's favorite weapon, her control device, of choice. Men should realize that the phone is used only to set a date, not to give interviews. She can't get rid of you if you don't permit an extended phone conversation. Why? Because you're not giving her the chance. Get on the phone, ask for the date, say, "See you then," and get off the phone. I asked Caprice, "How long after a guy takes your phone number do you want him to call?" "Every guy, predictably, within 2 days," she answered. Another question. I persisted. "If I got your phone number, how long afterward would you want me to call?" "As soon as possible. Then I would decide whether or not I wanted to go out." "Caprice, what if I got your phone number and I didn't call you for 5 to 9 days? "If I liked you, I would be a little mad and think you were playing games." "What games, Caprice?" I asked. A blank stare. Then she added, "I wouldn't like it, but if I had interest, I would accept the date." Here's the best part, guys. I asked, "Caprice, would you be thinking about me during those 5 to 9 days? "Yes, if I liked you," she said. "Caprice, what would be happening to your interest level?" "I never thought about it that way because no one has ever done it. But if a guy waited and I was thinking about him, it would have a positive effect on my feelings." There you go, right from Pussycat's mouth. Challenge is like money in the bank that works for you while you are asleep. It grows. If she can't see you or hear you, you can't lower her interest level. Challenge is the test. It's our turn now that shows a man whether she really cares for him. It has such an impact on her that she won't be able to understand, great, what's going on in this dance of love. Now, for the first time in her life, she is forced to become the aggressor. The tables are turned for a change, and she has to do the chasing, as well as face the possibility of rejection. I guess you know what all this does to her interest level. If she's coming after you, she can't be getting rid of you any more than she can sit down and stand up at the same time. You go in slowly, stop, back up, and she goes bananas. Most men don't understand that if you play hard to get, which is teasing on purpose in the woman's eyes, not yours, the woman cannot lose interest because she will see you as fun and different to be with. Remember, they are not like us. Just the thought of playing hard to get scares most timid men. If she has 51% interest level or higher, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Only structured women who do not like to play or women with low interest level to begin with won't respond, so the system protects you by weeding out the dictators, users, and losers. Some men feel that the woman will get the impression that maybe you don't like her. Good. But the reality factor says that when she's not sure of herself, she's always been sure of herself in the past, she will go crazy and will like you more. Think of it. Here is someone who understands men, and now she's confused. Isn't this great? If you discuss challenge with your friends, they won't have a clue what you're talking about, so don't waste your time. This concept is what separates me from the other love doctors. Don't look for any validation of this fact of life except from your honest sister. The biggest part of relationships that is missing today is challenge. It is the lost key to the mating dance. In America, you will never hear a woman say, "I dumped him because he was a challenge and thus never boring." Challenge is one-third of what turns a woman on and keeps her turned on. Challenge only works on an interest level that is 51% or, preferably, much higher. Remember, she can't dump you while she's chasing you. Have you got the guts to be all that you can be by hanging back?